I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. Back to the Magic Morning Show, we have Chris Gagnon of Monkey Trunks. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm awesome. How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for coming on with us again. We've had so much fun all this week taking qualifiers. Once again, we're playing with animal noises and all of that to kind of go with the Monkey Trunks theme. You guys have three locations over in Chicorwa. People, as they're coming into the valley, can check it out. And then, of course, Ware's Beach in Saco, Maine. And how's 2019 been treating you? I know the weather's been kind of weird for everybody, but hopefully people have been going out to that ropes course.
Yeah, no, they have. It wasn't as crazy hot as it was last year on the 4th of July, so we had a great, great 4th of July week.
And
we got a little bit of rain today, but that's okay. We still send tours out, so it's a decent, rainy day activity as long as it's not downpouring thunder and lightning. We're still sending groups out, so perfect day for it.
Very cool. And you guys can always go to monkeytrunks.com, too, for all the details on all the locations and everything they have to offer. We'll talk about the Chicorwa location real quick, because that's the one that everybody sees as they drive here, especially into Conway and North Conway. They see it. It's not just what they see from the road, either. That's a big point that we always tried to make. A couple years ago, we went to experience it ourselves, and we realized that it goes real back into the woods too. 11 zip lines, 61 challenges when it comes down to it.
Yeah, so we call it our zip line adventure course over there in Chicorwa, just because we've kind of taken the traditional like zip line tour and then the traditional ropes course activities and combined them into one experience. So like you said, you get to ride 11 different zip lines through that entire experience, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But you're also doing all the ropes course challenges. So
yeah.
You're really working for the zip lines, but people love it. Everyone knows the term zip line, but not a lot of people have experienced all the ropes course challenges. So once they get up on the course, they realize, wow, this is a lot more intense than I thought it would be. And once you get someone 50, 60 feet up in the air, it kind of takes them out of their element no matter what.
Yes, of course. And I can attest to that for sure. Once you get up there, you start realizing, wow, Indiana Jones wasn't messing around. He was doing the cool thing. That's actually something worth mentioning, though. It is good for all fitness levels and pretty much all ages. It's interesting because there's different levels that people can go through. So if you're thinking, well, I don't know if I want to go the whole course, you can just do half the course and be okay and still spend the day there.
Yeah, exactly. So what we've done is we've broken into five different levels that get progressively more challenging. So if you're a little timid, you start right with everyone else on our lowest and more basic level, go across some simple bridges, and the first zip line you ride is only going to be about 15 feet off the ground. So you get used to the feeling of just kind of stepping off that platform and trusting the gear that we give you and riding in that harness. And then once you do that, you start getting a little higher, things get a little bit more challenging, and people conquer their fear of heights that way by going through that level system. And not everyone does. So some people don't always make it through. I don't want to name any names.
Oh, but yes. Thanks. Yeah. For 2 years, I'm going to wear that badge. For the last 2 years, I've been wearing it.
You're off the hook next year.
I should have to go back and try to go a little bit further than I did the last time. And that's what we're challenging people to do as well that have already tried out Monkey Trunks. One thing to also mention is that your instructors are completely, completely reliable. They're up there. Those are the experts. And they are through the whole entire way. So they're kind of there to be your guide and to help you through just in case you do end up hitting an obstacle that you're just not sure about.
Exactly. Yeah, we let our customers self-navigate our courses. We have a really awesome smart belay system that once you're locked onto those cables when you're standing on the ground, you never become disconnected at all throughout the experience until you're back on the ground. So we allow the customers to go through the courses at their own pace, but our safety instructors are up there to give you a hand if you need it. Some people just want to chat. Some people need help getting through a certain challenge, or some people say, hey, how am I supposed to do this? And so they're there to help you whenever you need it, and they're awesome at what they do. We spend a lot of time with them in the spring and doing a lot of training with them, but then they really take over, and they're the pros.
Yeah, for sure. So those guys are there to help you along your way, and they do definitely give you that reassurance that everything's okay and you can get through this. I know there's always a little talk. Some people get a little scared. I think the time we were there, we've talked about it before. There was a young girl that was a little bit timid about going down that zip line, but your instructors were there and no problem, no pressure at all too over at Monkey Trunks, and she was able to fly down that zip line, and then of course she wants to do it again afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifelong customer.
Every time.
Once you get to ride that zip line, then they'll always come back.
Excellent. And we mentioned you have two other locations. We have Ware's Beach in Saco, Maine, and you actually do a lot of different collaborations and different deals with different surrounding businesses and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so very similar to what we do here for visitors to the Valley. So if anyone listening, local, living here, let's say you're over in the Portland or Old Orchard Beach area, wherever you're staying, we probably have some pretty awesome promotions going with the hotels, campgrounds. So check us out when you're over there. And also Ware's Beach, it's only like a 45-minute drive from here, so we're open at night. all summer. So really awesome. Cool activity at night. Our whole zip line tour is all lit up, and our big adventure course as well. And we just welcome Richardson's Ice Cream onto the property. So
cool.
45-minute drive. You can do a pretty cool activity at night and kill a few hours with the kids, and a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah. Monkey Trunks under the lights. I like that a lot. And then for our Shakora location, I do think it's worth mentioning you guys do a Locals Day, correct?
Exactly. Sunday's a Locals Day for Shakora, and really all Carroll County residents. So come down, just show us that you're from the area with your ID, and you and whoever you're with gets $29 per person. So sweet discount for the locals. And so come on down on Sundays. It's usually a little bit quieter as well. So you know, you can get the courses to yourselves and have a good time.
Very cool. MonkeyTrunks.com is where you can go for all of those details. Chris, again, we thank you so much for teaming up with us here at Magic for the Endless Summer of Prizes. We look forward to working with Monkey Trunks every single summer, and you guys really need to go check it out. All this week, we've been playing, like I said, with animal noises, taking some qualifiers. We broke it down to a top five, and now we're going to select one of those names at random. Right now, I'm going to do the drum roll, and if you could do the honors of who wins the family four-pack of tickets to Monkey Trunks, here we go.
All right, Joya Sutton from Albany.
There
you
it
win.
Is. Yeah, congratulations nice to Joya. Joya from Albany is the big winner. She wins that family four-pack of tickets. I believe the animal that she was able to identify was a penguin. We did penguin, sloth, rhino, giraffe. We had a whole bunch of them.
Nice.
You guys can actually check out those photos, too, if you want, and try to play along on our Facebook page, just in case you weren't able to this week. Chris, thank you so much for stopping on by. Once again, so much fun, and we are proud to team up with Monkey Trunks and proud to get the name out there for everybody to go enjoy those ropes, courses, and zip lines. We thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here because I know it's summer and we got the summer energy in the valley, so it's always fun.
Absolutely. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.